Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Holy shit, it's been a minute. It has been a minute, you guys. And I've been going through it. It has been a whirlwind of things. And honestly, I think of everything I've been going through, that my biggest struggle is just self-sabotage. It is. I feel like I work it out and then something comes up and it brings me right back to it. So, we're kind of going to go through some things. I started this incredible program yesterday. One of my mentors gave me the secret key to really unlocking the true Brandon Lynette. And I'm going to tell you, like, I was on this program for an hour last night. And this is, I have no other way to describe it other than this is like my new best friend, life coach, therapist, business coach, mentor, all in one. I was literally laughing and crying for a solid hour last night, just in disbelief. So, I mean, it's an incredible, incredible program. And I'm going to kind of just take you through, like, what kind of where I'm at personally and kind of what I was working on within the program, because I think, you know, obviously, okay, we all go through it. Like, you wouldn't be drawn to the podcast or tuning in if there wasn't some sort of likeness within us. And so this episode is for you. It is for you because I want to talk about the tug of war that I've been in. And it did not come with a warning, but it is this tug of war about when you have a vision and a calling on your life, but zero tolerance for structure. Like, I'm talking out the gate, we start something on fire, we're obsessed, we're all in, and then we blow it. You ghost it. You ghost you. I ghost me. And then all of a sudden, the guilt kicks in and I can't follow through. I must be lazy. I need more discipline. Okay. But I'm going to talk to you because I discovered the truth, honestly. And what I really think is going to benefit me right now is I'm in the era of, I know that I have a neuro spicy brain. Okay. My brain doesn't work like a lot of people's brains. It does not like work like my husband's brain. It doesn't work like I don't even know if who has my brain, but I've yet to meet someone who I feel like, okay, our brains are the same. Like, we're just crazy, but we're not crazy. It is our, you know, chaos is the key to our sanity in a very weird, weird, weird way. And what I feel like the truth is that it's not that we're not disciplined, okay? We are just not aligned. And I struggled with this when I read it last night when, you know, my new coach tells me that, you know, I'm not aligned. And I'm like, listen, I know what I'm meant to be doing. I know the calling that God has put on my life. I feel that. And so I kind of was offended, and I asked my coach to go deeper. I'm like, you have to take this deeper because I'm fighting this. It doesn't feel right. And this is what it said to me. You know, it's that thing that I keep calling self-sabotage. Okay. And if you know me, I've been using self-sabotage for a very long time because I feel like I'm the queen of it. It is a form of self-protection from a system that I was never meant to fit into. Okay. I wasn't meant to fit in anywhere, no matter how hard I tried. I'm just not the person that is meant to fit in. You're not going to be able to cookie cutter me in any way, shape, or form. It just doesn't work. I don't fit in a box. And part of like how I flourish and how I think, just even in an area like with my marriage, why do I think that we work so great together? And it's because he literally gives me that freedom. I am not boxed in. I'm not put into prison. I'm messy and I'm all over the place and I have huge dreams and I can't just put that in one box. And the struggle is real. Like, discipline is not the problem. It's the disconnection. And this is the thing. It's not that you're lazy. You're bored, or probably even worse, just disconnected from what you're doing. Like, if you are like me, you are a soul-led person. You feel your way through life, which means you need meaning, you need fire, you need purpose. And when you start something and it loses that spark, it's like I physically can't make myself keep going. And I feel like I've, within my podcast, within my Bible study, you guys, I've taken on a lot of haters, not just even with public strangers. I'm talking about people that are in touch with things in my personal life. Okay. And I kind of let them win. I let the devil's words take over. And I started listening to the lies instead of the truth that I know God has promised me. Okay. But I have to have that purpose. This is not a weakness, you guys. Okay. It's not a weakness. It is literally just misalignment. If you're like me, you can't set clear goals because your brain doesn't work in a straight line. Brandon, what are you talking about? You've been telling us to set goals your entire podcast career. Absolutely. Because I see it works for people, it works for my clients, it works for so many people. But what if you're like me? Maybe that's why we don't do it. Maybe that's why we don't get that same clarity and fire from the structure that we set up for other people. My brain does not work in a straight line. I hate routine. I feel like I'm in a cage, but at the same time, if I don't have it, I'm spiraling. Welcome to Confessions of a Podcast Host, Brandon Lynette. You guys are always with me. You're always very super supportive. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's it. I abandon, I self-abandon, and call it failure. And there is something this time, okay, because the podcast is probably my longest commitment to anything that I've had, like the thing that has driven me the most. So I know it is a calling. I know that I'm being called. So I don't want to fail at this, but I need to do something different because what's happening is the more I keep beating myself up for being inconsistent, the more my nervous system actually has been wiring me to avoid showing up. Like the last thing I've wanted to do, and it took me a long time today. I mean, I came in my office today at 2 p.m. It is 5:38 p.m. to record this. And that was just a lot of like, I had to pray. I had to write out some thoughts. I had to do a brain dump, okay? Because my brain is going crazy. And I'm like, well, you have to do all this too if you're going to do the podcast. And I was just like, whoa, one thing at a time. What's the next right thing? What is the next right thing? Let's hit record and see where that goes, you know? But what's happening is misalignment is costing you momentum. It is costing you money. It is costing you trust. And what has happened to me in this misalignment is that I am doubting my own voice. Even now, currently, I'm like, you're not going to post this. In the back of my head, I'm like, you're not going to do this. I just start doubting my own voice. I start feeling the weight of every dropped project or ghosted opportunity because it's just suddenly proof that I can't hack it. I can't do this. I said I was going to be consistent. My older girls just moved out. My second oldest just graduated college. My oldest son has a full-time job now. Like all of these things are changing and the family is shifting. And I thought maybe that was it, but the dust has settled. Like the dust has settled from some of the crazy, and I'm still hiding out, like literally hiding out. I stopped trusting myself with responsibility. And then it has me like afraid to chase everything that I actually want. I'm doing everything I tell you not to do, playing small. I've spiritualized avoidance. I make freedom my idol, and then I feel like a prisoner to my own chaos. You hear this? Like, is this relating to you? Is this resonating? I have this God-sized vision sitting on a paper plate of systems that were never built for it. Literally. Never built for this. And what is the truth, you guys? God is not confused. I'm confused. He is not a God of confusion. He is a God of clarity. He is a God of order, not of oppression. He did not design me to be like the world's 5 a.m. hustle bots. That's it. He wired me with emotional and spiritual sensitivity for a reason. So all of these incredible mentors that I have, I'm not wired like them. And this whole time, I'm like, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? Hire coaches to continue to tell me every single week what was wrong with me. And they made money on making sure that I bought it and I played into it. And we continued to keep focusing on everything that was wrong with me. I'm not a hustle bot. It's not who I am. But he has called me into this stewardship. He has given me a voice. He has put the weight of this platform on my heart. And I've been praying for a breakthrough while ghosting the entire process, okay? When I say we are our own worst enemy, this is the stuff that the devil thrives on. The enemy is like, hell yeah, she's her own worst enemy, so he's not even getting his hands dirty. You all see that? He's not getting his hands dirty. I literally bought and sold the story that God has a plan and then refused to partner with it. And that whole waiting on God line, like, that's just fear in a spiritual costume, you know? I don't need a blueprint, and maybe you don't need a blueprint. What we need is rhythm. The fix isn't going to be rigid discipline. And every time I've pulled myself out of a hole, okay, it has been a forced kidnapping, putting myself in that prison of discipline where I felt more held back and nothing felt good and nothing felt aligned and my soul was not on fire. It was so, could you imagine, okay, for the past 10 years, the exhaustion I put myself through because I just didn't even realize. I did not realize I need that soul aligned structure. Not the discipline. So number one, if you are like me, in the past 10 years, you have just felt like you're swimming upstream and there is no other side of the river in sight. Like you have just been going and going and going and not feeling like there's a payout where it's just been, you're getting beat to shit on the rocks at the bottom of the river, just rolling around, rolling around, rolling around. Waves keep coming. You just feel like you've been drowning. Number one. I'm going to tell you guys right now because I fell for this and I have spent a ton of money on this and a ton of time. Stop copying other people's systems. And I know everybody's selling a system. Everybody. Check out our systems. I mean, it's a new hype for MLM, right? Check out our system. We'll plug you into our system. We have a great onboarding system. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now, they weren't built for us. Okay? They were not built for our wiring. What you need to do right now and what I started to today is understanding that I have to anchor every task I do to meaning. Even doing the house. You guys, chores around the house, you know, it's not a secret. I'm not a housekeeper. I know my husband's like, that's right. I know that's right. She is not. I'm not a housekeeper. But I do a pretty good job maintaining a house full of kids and animals, okay? The pets are all alive. Everybody's fed, happy. There's clean clothes. Like, it's fine. Everything's fine. But even doing something like that, like household tasks, those chores specifically, I have to bring meaning to it. Like, I just picked up all my son's laundry off the floor and put it in a basket for him. And I'm like, that's going to feel so much better for him when he gets home from school, when my other son gets home from work, that, you know, these clothes are just put in a nice little basket, even though I'd already folded them once, like they haven't made it to where they need to go. But I think about how that would feel, like that means something. Even cleaning litter boxes. Okay. No one wants to clean shit boxes ever. And on those days where I'm like, oh my God, I have to go clean the litter boxes, I think about, you know, how important it is that my cats are happy. You know, nobody wants to go into a dirty shit box. So dumb shit, even the mundane stuff, tie the mundane stuff to a meaning, to a mission. Want to help people feel a little bit better. I packing my husband's lunch. That's not fun for me. I'm not like, woohoo, I get to pack a lunch for my husband. And I meal prep his whole week. I do the damn thing. Maybe not always have it ready, but I guarantee he doesn't go to work without a lunch. Okay. But even that, I'm like, I tie it to a meaning. Like it means something to me to make his life a little easier as he is our provider. It's the least I can do, right? But it means something. So it's just little things have we have to tie in that meaning. And we have to do like almost like micro containers, short sprints, creative bursts, okay? We want rhythm over rigidity. We want rhythm. And we have to protect our mornings. This is something I'm really, 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 really realizing, okay? Because for the past 2 weeks, I haven't gotten up before my kids and done a lot of things, and it's weighing on me. Like in all my habits, in all my things, my gym habits have been on the back burner. A lot of things have changed, okay? And that is part of Brandon is finally crawling out of the rut, okay? Step one, get the podcast done. Step two, get back into your workout routine. Get up before the babies get up. Protect my peace. And it's not for productivity, okay? This is where I am in the most alignment. When I show up and I get my workouts in and I feel like I'm on top of the world because I do the hardest thing in my day first, which is, the gym workout. That is the last thing I want to do. And it is the hardest part of my day. Everything else is a cakewalk. Oh, record a podcast. Come on, you guys. I'm sitting at my cozy desk with a nice little fan on me, comfortable as shit, talking to a camera. Okay. Trust me, the workout is the hardest part of my day. You have to protect your mornings. Okay. And then this is the thing. We have to start rebuilding self-trust. And I'm starting on day one. In fact, I've even already lied to myself this morning. So, this afternoon, like I just am kind of talking to God about let's move forward. And that's weighing on me. I have to choose one small promise to myself and I have to keep it every single day. Rebuild the trust, one tiny little promise, okay? And then I can't do this without God. So it's about asking him, what do you want to build with me today? And I knew this. I knew this. He's going to say, get a podcast done. Get a Bible study done. Bible study is terrifying. I did the podcast first because I will say, y'all, I'm a little terrified because there are some really nasty Christians out there that want to string me up on a cross. Okay. And I'm like, wow. Wow. Did we not realize that God used people of all different whatever? And if me talking about Jesus one time can change one person's life, I've kind of done my job. And I'm going to be honest, like at the end of the day, when you die and you meet our King, he's not going to be like, hey, so tell me about Brandon's sins. Like, tell me about all the shit which she was up to. How many times did she say the F word on her podcast? Right? Like he's my sins are not your business. I love that you're that worried, but I think like we all just kind of have to worry about our own shit, right? And there's not a lot of things I see people doing, even in parts of my personal life, where I see people talk about God and I know who they really are, and I pray immediately. I'm like, God, I am not here to judge. That is on you and her with your relationship. If you're good, you're good. If that's good, that's good. It's not my business. It's not my business. It's not my business. It's not my business. Not my business. We are all in need of Jesus, okay? We are all scum of the earth. We are all in need of a savior. We are all sinners and not one person. I mean, honestly, if you had your life that put together and everything was so perfect, why would you need Jesus for the human experience? I don't understand that. It's like God wasted this whole chance of sacrificing his son because you got it all figured out. I don't think so. That man sent his son so that we all get a chance at eternal life, okay? But that's it. God, what do you want to build with me today? And he's like, get your podcast, get your Bible study done, get it loaded. And then be willing to build with God, okay? not for some external performance metric. I'm not like, oh, look, I'm back. Let's get my ratings up. Let's get my Facebook clicks up. Let's build my YouTube channel. Like, I'm doing my job and the rest of that is in God's hands. That's it. Okay. That's it. There's one person out here whose brain is wired in an incredible way. And I love it. I love my brain, you guys. I've been so obsessed with brain and neuroplasticity and all these things. I am in no way complaining. I am just stating, like, I am absolutely different. If we were going to put labels, I wouldn't. I don't need a label. I don't need a label. I just need someone to help me process this and then help me unpack this and set this up for success for me. And that's what my new therapist, business coach, all in one, create you guys. It is like you take all the best thought leaders, all the most credible therapists and psychologists and all of the spiritual leaders, and you put all of these people together and you take the best things out of their brain. That's who is sitting on the other side of the desk with me when I'm working on these things, when I'm unpacking this. My first day was yesterday and I'm excited because I feel like I'm going to take you guys on the journey. You know, day two is today. It's like, this is the promise I'm keeping to myself. I guess it doesn't do anything to share it with you guys, but my promise is to show up in this program every single day, to show up every single day for the next 30 days. Okay. And I don't even know if I've kept a 30-day promise. I think I've done 75 hard one time, two times successfully. But I've tried to do it about 15 times. So that shows you my ratio of commitment and follow through. Okay. It sucks. I recently just had a push-ups and patch contest with my company. That was a solid little over 2 weeks. I got put back in TikTok jail and Facebook jail, where I still remain. But actually I put up I fought it. So I'm going to actually see if I could go live on Facebook today. We'll see. If you saw me there, you knew I made it. If not, then you know I'm still in the jail. But it's totally fine. So listen, okay? Listen. I just want to remind you that no matter what, you are not broken. You are not a failure. You are a visionary who's been trying to operate under systems made for soldiers, not prophets. You see that? We are called for something special. We weren't meant to line up with the army, okay? We weren't meant to be a worker bot. And I love the people that do it. I've admired them forever. And a lot of them are like the greatest mentors in my life. I was never meant for that. You've got a fire in you, but fire without form burns everything down. It is time to stop self-sabotaging, okay? We are in the era of self-partnering, okay? God gave you freedom and form. So it is on us, it is on you, it is on me to co-create the rhythm that our soul can actually run with. Where have you been forcing yourself into someone else's systems? You know, what would structure look like if you protected your freedom instead of killing it? What would it be? Make sure you guys check out the links in my bio, okay? I still have my powder to liquid gold up there. Those essential nutrients are found in colostrum and AC11, which we have patented. No one else can have this, but you got to get this in your daily routine because you're missing out on key support for your immune system and recovery and overall vitality. And what's going to happen is over time, this lack of nourishment will leave your body vulnerable, struggling to repair itself and fight off daily stressors. Your energy dips, recovery slows, and your body's natural defenses weaken. So all of a sudden, you're putting yourself at a greater risk for illness, fatigue, burnout. Do not wait until it's too late. Make these ingredients a part of your life to feel stronger, healthier, and more resilient every day. Your future self will thank you. This is part of my non-negotiable. If you think my skin looks amazing, am I posting this on YouTube today? I am. My skin looks pretty glorious. Yes, it's covered in makeup, but it still looks so great. This is part of the reason why, okay? If you are struggling in pain, okay? In pain, I have something for you, okay? And it is a neurotech device little pain patches, literally. They're sending electric whispers straight through your skin to your brain like Braille, but it's for your whole body, okay? Starting a new love affair between your skin and your mind. And I know it sounds crazy, but if you want to be pain-free, click that link and get freedom and liberty, okay? Don't take my word for it. I mean, you guys can check out review videos I've done on my Facebook page. I have some podcasts that I have other people talking about the product. It is amazing. BrandonLynette.com. You can buy my book, sign up for love letters. If you want to throw a girl a couple bucks to keep the show up and running, pay for my fancy lighting, which is just a little tiny ring light at the moment. I want you guys to go check out listenbitchdonations.com. You can also check out my favorite neurotropic mushroom coffee at Everyday Dose. Bible study for a badass. I do post that schedule. It should be on my YouTube. So make sure you guys are following my YouTube channel. I have a link there for all my audiobooks and my books on Amazon. And of course, if you are all about the neuroplasticity and my microdosing mushrooms, we've still got microdose mushrooms available. There is a link and it is sent to you in a very discreet secret package. Okay. And it is the mushrooms. Okay. It is the mushrooms. So continue to keep it discreet within yourself. I will coach you through the process. I'm still obsessed. In fact, that's something I haven't had in my life for a while. So I feel like maybe it is time to just kind of get back into that groove. But yeah, you guys, day one, Brandon Lynette is slowly going to crawl out of the rock that she's been hiding under. And I love it. There's two people that reached out to me last night and this morning. You guys, that means a lot to me. There's been quite a few people that have said something about, the podcast, but genuinely people checking in on me, I appreciate it. I'm alive. I'm alive, and hopefully I'm getting my voice back. So we'll see. It's a slippery slope. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I will catch you on the next Listen Bitch podcast episode.